This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. This afternoon, Colorado Springs officials named the five people who died in the Club Q shooting. Their names are Kelly Loving, Daniel Aston, Derek Rump, Ashley Paw, and Raymond Green Vance. Statewide, more than a dozen vigils and gatherings are planned to honor these victims. Participants can pray, reflect, process, and more at some events. Others will have music, letter writing, poster making, and more. Others will also have virtual options. Come to CPR.org to learn more about those events. More than 500,000 people are expected to travel through Denver International Airport this week. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has these holiday travel tips.
Arrive early, especially if you're flying on Tuesday or Wednesday, when more than 75,000 travelers are expected to pass through TSA checkpoints. Airport officials say you should be inside the terminal at least 2 full hours before your boarding time. If you're flying midday or at night, you might get lucky with short TSA lines. Otherwise, expect a wait. Also, be sure to check your flight status before you leave home, especially if there's winter weather. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And DIA has upgraded its identity systems to capture photos of passengers in real time. There are 5 new picture capturing units in the north security checkpoint of the airport. Officials say the upgrade adds a new layer of security for verifying the identities of travelers. These photos will not be stored. This is CPR News.